Today's shiur, Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Dalid. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our last Shiur, we saw a presentation of the Machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbonon in determining how many Dayonim are necessary for Dinei Momonos. The Chachomim held 3 and Rebbe held 5. How did Rebbe come to the conclusion that you needed 5? So we saw in the Gemara that he darshaned the expression Yarshiun Elohim. Yarshiun, Rebbe took to mean plural, and the minimum of plural was 2. And the term Elohim appears twice in the Pasuk. 2 plus 2 is 4, and you can't have an even number of judges, hence you add 1, giving you 5. The Rabbanon, though, did not darshan the word Yarshiun in the plural. They looked at the way it's spelled in the Torah, and in the Torah it's spelled as a singular expression. Hence, the Rabbanon would only get up to 3 judges. This idea of how to darshan a pasuk based on the way it's read or based on the way the word appears is a machlokis known as yesh aim lemikra or yesh aim lemasores. Aim meaning the main way to darshan something. Before we begin the Gemara on Daf Dalid, let us take note of the introductory information that we've provided in the outside margin. The nosei, the heading, we've indicated will last till this sugya will last till Daf Dalid Amud Beis, and the mivneh, the structure, we combine into one note. The topic is yesh aim lemikra. We will see a variety of opinions that they hold the same approach, and that is when it comes to darshaning something in the Torah, we place our main emphasis on the way it's read. We will see in the Gemara a house form. This appears in the space between the Gemara and the Rashi, namely to the immediate right-hand side of the Daf, as well as in the Daf itself. You notice a little house form in that space, Aleph, and toward the bottom of the page, an inverted house space, Beis. And we will notice on Gimel, on Omid Beis, a Gimel more than halfway down in a regular house form. They represent the following, and this is explained in our note. When you see the house form pointing upwards, we will be saying that the issue of Yesh Eim Lemikra is the subject of a Machlokes. At the first stage of the Gemara, we will present a number of opinions that hold that Yesh Eim Lemikra, the main way to darshan, is by how you read the word, based on the reading. And as we go lower on the page, we will find out an attempt on the Gemara's part to say that Yesh Eim Lemikra is not the subject of controversy, but all would agree that that's the main way to darshan something. And the Gemara is going to try to prove that by saying that the pasuk that deals with the isur of mixing milk and meat, or we call basar b'cholav, is in fact understood only if you darshan the word b'chalev according to the way we read it. Because if you were to rely on the way it appears, it would come out meaning something else. The pasuk, once again, that we will see later, has to do with, it says there, lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo. B'chalev is the way we read it in shul, the way we read it during the Torah reading, as opposed to the way the letters themselves appear, that would lead us to say it means something else. However, when we get to, when the Gemara continues its discussion on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara will bring that into question again. Is it really so that all these opinions will hold Yesh Eim LaMikra? We will show you how, in fact, it's the subject of controversy. This will require our need to keep track of where we are holding at each point in the Gemara's discussion. In addition to the house marking, we're going to encounter a series of triangles. That's also described here, and we will read. It says, Rishimas, a list of hadeos, opinions, shesovrim yesh eim lemikra, that the main way to darshan something is according to the way it's read. The Amud Beis, Yofia, on Amud Beis of this Gemara, there will appear these triangles, mishuloshim, im misparim, with numbers, hato'amim, the Rishima kan. We have a list of Rabbanan over here, which, each one of which will receive a number, and when we get to Amud Beis, we're going to refer to these Rabbanan through the numbers that we've listed here. So let us continue the Gemara from the top. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Rabbi Yudah ben Royetz, Ubei Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. There are five opinions mentioned here. Kuhu sviraluhu, they are all of the opinion, yesh eim lemikra, that the main way to come to conclusions when dealing with the psukim is based on the way it's read. Where do we see each one of these opinions saying thusly? Rebbe Hoda Amoran. We saw Rebbe already in his reading of the pasuk Yarshiun Elohim, and he took the word Yarshiun to be the basic or the main way to approach the topic, and hence came out with a minimum of plural, namely the word Yarshiun he looked at as the plural and got to the number two, and hence built up to five Dayonim, as we mentioned earlier. That's based on Yesh Eim LaMikra. The main way to approach a posuk is through the way it's read, and he read he looked at the word Yarshiun and said it's read thusly and not read any other way. Rabbi Yehuda ben Royetz Desanya, the topic that he deals with, he is the second in the list of opinions, and hence you can see he's in a triangle. As you glance down further on the page, you'll see the additional names we already listed appearing in triangles. Each triangle will be the point at which each opinion expresses his idea that reflects this concept of Yesh Eim LaMikra. So we're at the second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, Desanya. We bring a Tanaic source in our marking system. Tanaic sources are boxed off to distinguish Tanaic literature from the standard Gemara text. The topic that will be dealt with here has to do with a woman after she bears a child. There is a period of time that she's said to be Tamea Tumas Leda, and a period that follows the Yemei Tuma are the Yemei Tahara. It's not important for us at this point to get into the details of the different halachas that apply to the Yemei Tuma and Yemei Tahara. Suffice it to say, there are two periods, each one having its own length of time. And the lengths of time also depend on whether it's a male birth or a female birth. So the Talmidim, Shalu Talmidim as Rabbi ben Roetz, they asked him, Ekra ani shivim. This word in the Torah naturally appears without dots in it. So when coming across this word which deals with the Yemei Tumas Yoledes Nekeva, namely a woman who bore a female offspring, it says in the Torah that she shall be Tamea for this number of days. So without any vowels in the Torah, one can look at this word and see it as if it says Shivim. So should we read this word as Shivim, which would mean 70 days? Yochol Tehe Yoledes Nekeva Tmeya Shivim? Could it be that the woman who gives birth to a female child would be Tmeya for 70 days? We know that's not so. Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Rois answered them, Timei v'tiher b'zachar, v'timei v'tiher b'nekeva. There are certain givens here that in the case of a male birth, there are 7 days of Tumah and 33 days of Tahara. V'timei v'tiher b'nekeva. And the same phenomenon exists with regard to a female birth, namely Tumah v'tahara, days of impurity and days of purity. Ma kishetiher b'zochor b'nekeva kiflayim. Just like we know, this is a given, that when the Torah is metahir, gives yemei tahara to a woman upon a male birth, it's 33 days. The female birth, 66 days, which is twice the male birth. Af kishetimei b'zochor b'nekeva kiflayim. So too, the same relationship shall be maintained regarding the yemei tumah. So, with the regard to a male birth, we know the yemei tumah is 7 days. The female yemei tumah should be double that, 14, not 70. Li'achar shi'yotzu, when they departed, the Tamidim left for Yehuda ben Rois, yotzu machzir achareihem, he ran after them. Amar lahem, he said, Iyatem zikukim lekach. You don't need this kind of reasoning. Very simply because Shvuayim Karinon, V'yesh Eim LaMikra. The word that we had above, a few lines up, which was a quote from the Pasuk, and we had read it above as Shivim, that's not the correct way to read it. That would be a reading without any vowels. However, the reading, the way it is done in Shul, or the way one reads this word, is Shvuayim. And as such, Shvuah means 2 weeks, and Yesh Eim LaMikra means the main way to come to conclusions with regard to Psukim is based on the way you read it. And how do we read that word? We read it as Shvuayim. Hence, you see that Rav Yehuda ben Rois is another one of these opinions that holds Yesh Eim LaMikra. Beis Shammai Disnan. The issue that reflects Beis Shammai's approach has to do with the topic of the Zrikas Dam of Korbonus on the Mizbeach. What is the minimum number of Zrikas Hadam? So with regard to most Korbonus, and Oilo and Osho Meshlomim, if a person does even one Matnas Dam, even though the Torah calls for two, if one does a minimum of one, he's Yotzei. With regard to a Korban Chatos, however, Beis Shammai holds the minimum number to be Yotze is 2 Matnas Dam. The Torah calls for 4 Matnas Dam. If one does 2, he's Yotze. That's Shitas Beis Shammai, and that's the Shita that we're going to emphasize. As we go into the source, we're going to encounter Shitas Beis Hillel as well. However, Beis Hillel was not part of the list that Reb Yitzchok Bar Yosef introduced us to at the top. So let's see where Beis Shammai comes to the conclusion that Yesh Eim LaMikra. Of course, we're not going to see it in the source that we're going to read. That information will appear as a hesber, as an explanation that Rav Huna will offer afterwards. So the source begins. We say Beis Shammai Disna. They hold Yesh Eim LaMikra. Beis Shammai Omrim Kol HaNitnin Al Mizbeach HaChitzon SheNosnan V'Matona Achas Kiper. All those blood applications that are made to the Mizbeach that sits in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, if he did a singular application or singular Zrikas Adam, Kiper means he's fulfilled his requirement. Ubechatos Shtei Matonos. However, with a Korban Chatos, Beis Shammai says you have to have 2 applications. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Af Bechatos Shenosnon B'Matona Achas Kiper. According to Beis Hillel, on the other hand, even a singular blood application Zrikas Adam is sufficient by a Chatas as well. The Omar Rav Huna, Mai Tamid Beis Shammai, and Rav Huna explains, why does Beis Shammai say that by the Chatas you need to have a minimum of two? The answer to that is how you approach the Psukim. The Gemara is going to list a list of three times the same word, the word chronos. These are psukim that are found in the Torah in the context of what's known as chatois chitzonias. These are korban chatas that are offered in the azora, as opposed to another kind of chatas which is known as a chatas pnimi. That's not going to be the discussion right now. However, in the case of the chatas chitzonia, you have three psukim, each one using the word chronos, and the term chronos literally means the corners of the Mizbeach. Since the three words that these three times the same word appears, and the word chronos is a word in the plural, so the minimum plural is two. So if you have the word appearing three times, it's going to add up to six. Let's see this inside now. After Rav Huna asks, what is the reasoning behind Beis Shammai? Mora answers, chronos, chronos, chronos. Three times the same word appears in Psukim dealing with the chatas done in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Hare kan shesh. This accounts for six. Arba lemitzvah. If one were to do all four blood applications, he's done it the right way, the best way. That's called lemitzvah, the mitzvah way. Ushtayim le'akev. However, if he doesn't do all four, but he does a minimum of two, then he's yotzei. Two are me'akev. Two are essential. We are non-compromising on two. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim. Beis Hillel takes a different approach to the psukim. And they say that only once does the word appear in the Torah in a plural, but the other times it appears in the Torah in the singular, even though we may read it as if it were plural, but the way the word appears is in the singular. So we read on in the Gemara. Chronos, karnas, karnas. So you have a minimum plural of two. That's chronos, that's two. But the next two appearances of that word, the word is written in the singular, and that will get me up to a total of four. Hare kan arba. So we say as follows. Gimel lemitzvah. The three of the matonas dam are, even though they're not binding, they're still, if done, you thereby fulfill the mitzvah maximally. V'echas le'akev. One of them, however, is non-compromisable. One is binding. The Gemara asks, "Ve'ema kulhu lemitzvah?" Maybe they're all lemitzvah. Instead of saying three are lemitzvah and one is binding, let us suggest they're all lemitzvah. But if you don't do any of them, you'll still be yotzei. The Gemara says, "No, that can't be." Kapora b'chdi lo ashkechan. Atonement, which is achieved by offering the korban chatas, b'chdi, meaning with nothing, lo ash, we don't find. In other words, we don't find a person being yotzei without doing any blood application. So one is binding. Let's just repeat one point here, that Beis Shammai, though, learned the psukim based on the reading, and that's how he got to the number six, and then we explained that two, according to Beis Shammai, are binding. The other, the four, are what we call the mitzvah. Reb Shimon Desanya, Reb Shimon will teach us something in the context of sukkah. How many walls does a sukkah have to have in order to be kosher? So we'll have two opinions in the following Tanakh source, and we're going to, of course, be focusing on Reb Shimon. The Tanakhama says, Shtayim kilchoson ushlishis afilu tefach. Two walls of the sukkah must have the appropriate shiur, the appropriate dimensions, and the third wall can be even a tefach. So as far as the Chachamim are concerned, the sukkah is a very, very flimsy type of thing. It's two basic walls with their appropriate dimensions, and the third wall is a mere tefach, and that's enough to constitute a kosher sukkah. Reb Shimon disagrees. Omer, shalosh kilchason urevias afilu tefach. Reb Shimon has his opinion, which is the opinion we're going to focus on now, that three walls must be complete, and the fourth wall can be the tefach wall. The tefach being a handbreadth size, and no more. No more meaning, if he wants to have more, he is allowed to, but if he has a tefach wall, he's yotzei. B'mai komifliki, what's the basis of this machlokes? Between the Tanakama, who said two and a tefach, and Reb Shimon says three and a tefach. So the Gemara answers, Rabbonon Savri, Yesh Eim Lamasoras. The Rabbonon are of the opinion that the main way to darshan psukim is Lamasoras, meaning the way the word appears, as opposed to the way it's actually read. For Rabbi Shimon Savri, Yesh Eim Lamikra. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that the main way to darshan a psuk is based on the reading of it. Now, the Gemara goes over the two shitas, the Rabbonon and Rabbi Shimon, and how they came to their conclusions. Rabbonon Savri, Yesh Eim Lamasoras, that the main way to darshan is based on the way the word appears. So in the psukim, dealing with the sukkah, you find the same basic word repeated three times with a difference, though. So we would read this, Besukos, Besukos, Besukos. However, one should realize that the first two appearances are in the singular, so it might be besakas, besakas, besukos. But if you have two times a singular is one plus one is two, and then the third word, the third appearance is in the plural, that's a minimum plural is two. So you have hare kan arba, you have a total of four. Dal chad kro legufe. As we continue darshaning this, we say subtract or discount, remove the first pasuk. Legufe means it's not there for number purposes, it's there simply to inform me of the mitzvah of sukkah. That's legufe for itself. Poshu lehu tlas. So once I remove or I subtract the first pasuk, I'm still left with a reference to three walls. Asoy hilchaso, garaso lishlishis, v'ukimto atefach. Hilchaso is a reference to a halacha lemoshe Sinai, an oral tradition that says that one of the walls of a sukkah can be a tefach. So the halacha lemoshe Sinai comes along and garaso reduces lishlishis, the third wall, v'ukimto, and sets it up atefach, at a tefach dimension. So according to the Rabbanan, two walls are of the basic correct dimensions, and the third wall, as is dictated by the Halacha Moshe Misinai, is a mere tefach. Reb Shimon disagrees and says that the three words that repeat themselves are, each one of them are read in the plural, besukos, 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 harei kan sheish. That accounts for six, we'll say six walls. Dal chad kro legufe, pashut lehu arba. So one pasuk will be subtracted for Lugufe, to teach me about the basic mitzvah of making a sukkah, and it's not there for darshaning numbers. So once I remove that, so Poshu Luhu Arba, there will remain four, because of the second two or the last two basukas words, each one in the minimum plural, that gives me two plus two. Asoy hilchaso garaso lervias vukmei a tefach, and the halacha Moshe Misinai comes along and says that one of the walls is able to be even a mere tefach in size. So as we said above, the Reb Shimon comes to his conclusion of three walls ki halacha and the fourth a tefach. That's a function of yesh eim la mikra. And another, the last opinion in this list, Rabbi Akiva de Sanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, will introduce this halach as well, and it's in the realm of Tumas Meis. A person who died is mitame bo'ohel. There's another halacha concerning the blood that comes from a dead person. If there is a revius of dam, that's a shiur, a certain amount, a revius of dam that's present, that came from a dead body, that revius of dam is also mitama ba'oil. Also creates ritual impurity when being in the same structure or same overshadowing with this dam. What is the halacha if you have a revius of dam, but it doesn't come from a singular mace? It comes from two mesim. In other words, a little bit from the first deceased and a little bit of dam from the second deceased that combined would equal a revius. Is that also mitama ba'oil? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, minayin the revius dam shiotza mishnei mesim shemitama ba'oil. From where do we know that if you have a singular revius of dam that came forth from two separate corpses, that it is metame? Shenemar akol nafshois meis lo yavo. The expression nafshos is a word that when you read it, it's mashma, a plural. And we know that the minimum plural is two. So the Brisa points out over here, shtei nefashos v'shiur echad. It says shtei nefashos. So the quantity, the shiur echad, can come from shtei nefashos, from two separate people. V'rabbanan, the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Kiva hold nafshas ksiv. But even though it might be read in the plural, but the way it appears in the singular, which would mean that a revius dam from a mace will be matama only if it comes from a singular person, not if you have it as a result of joining up or of adding two smaller amounts. Maskif law, Rav Acho Bar Yankiv. We already introduced this in our introduction, but notice the geometric form flips over. Up till now, we were assuming that the issue of Yesh Eim LeMikra was the subject of controversy, as we saw down through this Omid Gemara, that there were some that accepted it and some that did not. At this point, the Gemara wants to challenge that and asks, Maskif lo Rav Acho Bar Yankiv, mi ika, the less lay Yesh Eim LeMikra, is there anyone who would not hold from this principle that we darshan based on the reading? V'hatanya, you have the following Tanaic source. Bachalev imo. The Pasuk says, lo sevasheel gedi bachalev imo, which is the source in the Torah for the prohibition of combining milk and meat. Technically speaking, it has to do with the cooking of milk and meat together. So, yochol bechelev. Could it be that maybe what the Torah is forbidding is the preparation of the meat with chelev? Chelev will translate it loosely as forbidden fats that are the different membranes and fats that appear in different parts of an animal's body according to Torah law are forbidden. Could it be that the prohibition of the Torah here is a prohibition involving not milk but rather chelev? That lo sevasha gadi b'chelev imo amris yesh eim lamikra. So we answer that you cannot say that the Torah is prohibiting the cooking together of meat with chelev, because Yesh Eim LeMikra says you darshan, you come to conclusions based on the way you read the word, and we read it as b'chalev, means the milk of. And everyone agrees, no one argues about the prohibition of milk and meat. And if that's the case, if you were to suggest that there are opinions that hold Yesh Eim LaMasores, then how would they know that there's a prohibition of milk and meat? Ella, the Gemara goes on, the Kuli Amo Yesh Aim Lamikra. Everyone will hold that the main way you darshan psukim is based on the way it's read. And hence, since everyone would agree with that, then everyone agrees with the prohibition of having, of cooking milk and meat together. If that be the case, what about the opinions that we saw on Omid Aleph, where this issue seemed to be the subject of controversy? The Gemara now goes on to resolve that, each case as necessary. So after saying that everyone holds Yesh Eim LeMikra, V'Rebbe V'Rabbonan, the Machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbonan dealing with the number of judges for Dinei Momonos, Rebbe holding 5 and the Rabbonan holding 3, the Ha Komiflugi. The following is the point of controversy. Rebbe Savar, Yarshiun Elohim, Achrini. When the Pasuk says, I'll call Dvar Pesha, etc., Adu Elohim Yavo Dvar Shnehem, the Pasuk says that when there's a controversy, they come and approach the judges. And the Pasuk goes on to say, Asher Yarshiun Elohim, Yishalim Shnaim L'Reyehu. So the end of the Pasuk that says, Asher Yarshiun Elohim, he who the Elohim finds to be guilty shall pay. According to Rebbe, this Yarshiun Elohim is a reference to others, to additional judges. Even though earlier in the Pasuk there was a reference made to the judges, it said, Yavo, it says Ad Elohim Yavo Devar Shneim, that their case will be brought to the judge. When the pasuk concludes and says Asher Yarshiun Elohim, it's a reference to two other judges. Hence, Rebbe was able to get up to 5. V'Rabbonon Savri Yarshiun Deheich Udahai. The Rabbonon, who held their 3 judges, the Yarshiun was a reference to the same judges that were mentioned earlier in the Pasuk. Hence, it does not account for an additional 2 judges. And that's how the Rabbonon, who granted Darshan the Pasuk as it's read, Yarshiun, meaning a plural, minimum plural of 2, but Rabbanan say it's not 2 more, it's the same 2 that were referred to earlier in the Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, Lo Pligi Rabbanan Alei. The issue of the Yemei Tumas Leda of a Nekeva is not even the subject of controversy, so there's no explaining that we need to do. The Tumas Leda of the Nekeva being 2 weeks was a function of Yesh Eim LeMikra, and everyone agrees with that. Beis Hillel said that 1 blood application is sufficient by the Korban Chatas. We need to explain that, because if you're telling me, as we're doing right now, that everyone holds Yesh Eim LeMikra, and we saw how Beis Shammai got to their Shita, they got it through darshaning the word Kronos in the plural 3 times, giving you 6. And we said 4 are lemitzvah and 2 are ma'akev. How come Beis Hillel will say only 1 is ma'akev as opposed to 2? The Gemara explains the Sanya. We bring a Tanaic source, a rather long Tanaic source, and when we're finished with this source, we will see how Beis Hillel learns that a minimum of 1 matnas dam is necessary to achieve kapara. As we go on, we notice the same word appearing 3 times, v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. The words are taken from the psukim, and Rashi makes reference to this, involving the so'ir nosi, and the Si'iro Diyochid and the Kivso Diyochid. The word V'chiper has to do with literally achieving atonement, but atonement is achieved as through the Torah perspective, through the matnas dam, through the blood application. So it says this word in each one of these types of chatas. Why is it necessary to repeat the word in each case? So the source says, mipnei hadin, which means that without these psukim, I would have thought that all of the matnas dam are ma'akev. Hence, what the Torah does is it writes the word v'chiper, telling me it's enough if you do one. Had the Torah not written it out that it's enough that you do one, I would have thought that you have to do all of them. In the case of a korban chatas, you're talking about four matnas dam. However, the brisa flips back and says v'halo dinhu, which means through logic I would never have thought they're all ma'akev. I would have thought that they're not ma'akev, they're not binding. And if that be the case, so what do I need the pasuk for? And the Brisa goes on to explain of why is it that I would have thought through logic that they're not ma'akev. Ne'emar domim lamato, ve'ne'emar domim lamalo. This phrase, the according to Rashi, is explained three different ways, and he prefers the middle explanation. So if you look at Rashi later on, you'll notice that we've marked them off as three explanations for this particular phrase. However, the middle explanation, as we just said, is the one that Rashi prefers, and that's what we'll use now. The expression Nemar Domim Lamata is a reference to the Korbanos Oila, Oshem, and Shlomim, whose dam application is done under the Chut HaSikra, under the halfway mark of the Mizbeach. Hence it's called the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And Nemar Domim Lamala, that's a reference to the Chatas Behema. When a person slaughters a korban chatas in a behema form, the dam application there is done above the midway mark. Ma domim ha'amurim lamata shenoslan b'matana achas kiper. Just like those blood applications that are done on the lower part of the mizbeach, if you do a minimum of one, you're yotze. And that's based on another pasuk which says, dam zvochecho yishofech. The word yishofech is mashma, one shvicha, one application. Af domim ha'amurim lamala, so too, by comparison, the blood applications that are said to be done above the midway mark, namely the chatas, shenosnan b'matona achas kiper, if he did that with one application, likewise, he would achieve his atonement. However, we're not finished. Oy klach liderach zu, or maybe try the following opposite logic out. Ne'emar domim b'chutz, ve'ne'emar domim b'fnim. The Torah talks about domim, blood applications of korbanos that are done in the azora. B'chutz means outside relative to the heichal, and that's a reference to the chatois hachitzonios. Ve'ne'emar domim b'fnim, and the Torah talks about the blood applications of the inner chatois, the chatois apnimios. Ma domim huamurim bifnim chiser achas mimatonois lo osu lo klum. Just like with regard to the domim apnimim, the blood that's offered inside the enclosed section of the Beis Hamikdash, that if you miss the required number of blood applications, you do not fulfill your obligations. Af domim ha'amurim b'chutz chiser achas mimatonos lo aso klum. So to by comparison, an external chatas done in the courtyard, also if you miss one of the matanos, you haven't done anything. So according to this approach, that we will be saying that they're all ma'akev. Nira lemidome. So let's see to which one we can compare our chatos achitonis, which is our unknown. Donin chutz michutz ve'ein donin chutz mitni. Maybe we should say that we conclude outside korbanos from other outside korbanos. In other words, the osham, oilo, and shlomim that we mentioned before are outside korbanos, and we know over there that one application is sufficient. So let me conclude the other outside from the outside, namely the other outside one is the korban chatas that's done in the courtyard. Oy klach l'derech zu, or maybe take this approach. Chatos v'dalad kronos, the korban chatas that was a chitzoni is called a chatas, and it's done on the fourth kronos of the mizbeach, and let us learn it me chatas v'arba kronos. Let us learn it from the chatas hapnimi, which also was called a chatas, and it was done on the four corners of the mizbeach in the hechal. The al yochiach ze she'ein chatas v'dalad kronos, and let us not prove from the domin shalamata. Those were not chatas, those were osham, shlomim, or oila. They're ein chatas, and they don't have four kronos. Kronos is not mentioned in their context. In their context, you have another expression, the word saviv. So, which way should we go? Talmud lomar, v'chiper, 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 v'pnei hadin. The Torah therefore tells me that if you do one dam application by a korban chatas, it's enough. And it's necessary for me to teach that mitnei hadin, because without these psukim, I might have come to another conclusion, like we saw how it is possible to come to a different conclusion. And the result of this is, kiper af al pi shelo nosan ela shlosha. Kiper af al pi shelo nosan ela shtayim. Kiper af al pi shelo nosan ela achas. That one achieves kapora even if he didn't do all four, even if he did only three, or did only two, or did only even one. So, at this point in the Gemara, let's just take stock of what we have. We have a list of Rabbanon that we're in the middle of, including Beis Hillel, that everyone can hold Yesh Eim LaMikra, and still Beis Hillel comes out saying that one Matnas Dam is Ma'akev, and not two. And that's based on the source we just learned. Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanon b'Hopligi, regarding the number of walls of a sukkah, if you tell me that everyone holds Yesh Eim LaMikra, let us then rediscover what the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon concerning how to conclude the number of walls. What are they arguing about? Rabbi Shimon Savar, Rabbi Shimon holds you the three full walls, holds. Schocha lo bo ikra. You don't need a special word or reference to schach. The schach is the covering of the sukkah when looking at the psukim. So, being that you don't need a posuk or a reference in the posuk for schach, according to Rabbi Shimon, after I subtracted the first posuk because we don't darshan tchilos, I was left with a total of four. Now, schach does not need a reference, so if I was left with a total of four walls, well, then basically you have to have four walls, namely three complete walls, and the fourth one is a tefach. However, for Rabbanon, savri schocha bo'ikra. The Rabbanon hold, their shita is you need to have two walls and a tefach. How did they get to that? So, they got to that by saying that true, maybe yesh eim la mikra, and I won't darshan the first pasuk, so I'm down to four walls. However, how do you get to two walls in the tefach? And the answer to that is that schach needs a reference, a hint to schach in the pasuk. So one of those plural words, we have sukkos. So one of those plural words, I'm going to take one of the two walls that are referred to there and say, instead of referring to a wall, it refers to the schach. So after I started with six, I knocked off one posuk. I'm left with four, and of the four, one of the words has to have a reference to schach in it. So then I'm down to three walls available for wall purposes. And the Halacha Moshe Misinai says one of those three walls can be a tefach. Hence you have two and a tefach. That's the Rabbanan. And the fifth controversy that we saw, or fifth shita on the matter, was the issue of Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan regarding the Revi'ez Dam that comes from two mason. But the Gemara says, Baha Pligi, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan argue on the following. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Nafshos Tarti Mashma. The word nafshos that appears in the posuk indicates two. For Rabbanan Safri, nafshos de almo mashma. The word nafshos means from people in general, not specifically from two people. That dam that comes from two people is metama. That's not the case. The Revi'ez Dam has to come from one person, not from two people. And why the Torah used the word nafshos in the plural is because it's a reference to people in general. If you're following the markings, up to this point we had an inverted house form. That inverted house form suggested that the issue of yesh aim lemikra is something everyone would agree with, and that was because otherwise you wouldn't have a source for boser b'cholov. The Gemara now asks, "Ude kule alma yesh aim lemikra? Is that really so that everyone will agree that yesh, that the main way to darshan is based on the way we read?" So now we're going to bring a source concerning tefillin. In the tefillin, there are four compartments, and the tefillin shel rosh. In each compartment, we put a separate paragraph from the Torah. That's written out on parchment and put into each compartment. So the source says, V'hotanya, L'totofos, Harei kan arba. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. It's true we read it a certain way, but the way the words appear, you have three times the same word, almost. The first two times it appears in the singular, L'tatfas. L'tatfas, and only the third time is it in the plural. So you would say as follows, 1 plus 1 plus 2. Hare kan arba. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That approach is aim lamasores, meaning the way we derive the numbers was not based on the way the words are read. The way the words are read each time this word appears, it's read as a plural. However, the way it appears is not so. So if you base yourself on the way the words appear, the tatfas, litfas are each one singular, and then only one plural word, total of four. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech, you don't need that approach. In order to get to the idea that there are four compartments in the tefillin shel rosh, he says the word totafos itself means two and two. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech, he says tat bekaspi, kaspi, a certain people, certain language. So tat in the Kaspi language is shtayim, pats, the Afriki shtayim. In the African language, pas means two. So the word totafos is a combination of tat, pas, hence four. So we see from here, though, that Rabbi Yishmael says yesh aim lamasores, and not like we suggested that everyone holds yesh aim lamikra, elo li oilom pligi. So Mora says, no, in fact, this issue of yesh aim lamikra is a subject of controversy. Now, before we go on, we have the appearance of a new geometric form. This is what we call the volcano marking. And we're going to see it twice in the next few lines. This represents, we have a note on the outside margin, the Nosei, Hemshech, continuation of the topic, and the Mivneh, the structural note combined. So the when the volcano form appears, it appears as a reference to the stages in developing, the shlavim, stages. Lior ha'uvda, the pligi, the inyan, yesh aim lemikra, according, in light of the fact that there is an argument surrounding the issue of yesh aim lemikra, ech masbirin shelegabi boser b'cholav l'chuli alma dorshin kifi ha'mikra. How do you explain then that everybody, when it comes to the boser b'cholav, when it comes to milk and meat, darshin it, everyone agrees that you darshin it according to the way it's read. And that's counter to what we're saying now, that yesh aim lemikra is in fact a controversy. The Gemara will say there are two reasons, two stages in presenting the answer. At the first stage, the Gemara will say that when it comes to the Mikra and the Masoras being the same letters, when they're the same letters, then everyone will agree you darshan based on the way it is read. Hence, in the case of the Boser B'cholav, the word B'chalev or B'chalev, the same letters would be used in both cases based on the way it's actually read, and based on the way the alternative would have been read would be with the same letters. In such a case, we say yesh aim lemikra. But otherwise, if there's a difference between the way the word appears and the way it's read, namely when reading it we add another letter to facilitate the reading, then we say the issue is a machlekes. So let's see this in the Gemara. Elo le'olam pligi v'hani mili ki pligi hecho dishoni kro v'masores. The issue of yeshem lemikra is the subject of controversy, and when do we apply that? That's when the Torah, in order to get you to read it a certain way, has to add or change the word from the way it otherwise appears. Aval hai cholav v'chelev, but in the case of milk and meat, where the same word appears for milk and chelev without any letter change, t'chi hadodi ninhu, yesh aim lemikra. In such a case where the two words have no difference between them in the way they appear, then emphasize the way it's read. The Gemara asks, v'harei yir'eh yira'eh d'chi adodi ninu, these two words, or the word yir'eh and its alt and the way it's read yira'eh, there's no difference in terms of the lettering, and yet upligi. There's controversy surrounding this, and we're going to see shortly an opinion that says you have to take into account both of them and not say simply because the chiyadodi ninu, like we said before, that yesh aim lemikra. Not so. Here you have two words that would appear the same way. The reading is one way, and the masoras comes out with something else. And we take them both into account, which is not the way we approached the Boser B'cholav issue a moment ago. Let's see the topic. Vare, it's a long question. Vare yir'eh yira'eh d'chi hadodi ninhu upligi. This is explained in the following source, Tesanya. Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahavoy Omer Mishum Rabbi Yudah ben Tema. Hasuma be'achas me'enov, someone who's blind in one of his eyes, poter min hor'iyah, he's exempt from the mitzvah of going to the Beis Hamikdash during the Shlosha Regolim, the three main festivals. Shenemar, how do I know that if he's blind in one eye, is he exempt? The Pasuk says, Shenemar, Yir'eh, Yera'eh. In other words, it's not as if the Pasuk actually says both of the words, But the word the Torah uses for this mitzvah is Yud Resh Aleph Hey, and we're going to darshan it in two ways, Yireh and Yeroeh. Kederech Shebo Liros, just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he comes, so to speak, to see us, to see his people, he comes B'Shlemus, Kach Bo Leiroos. So too, the person who is going to be seen, to right, that's Leiroos, must be Sholem, must be complete. Ma Liros B'Shnei Einov, just like when the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiviyochol comes to see us, he comes with both eyes, who comes with shlemus, completeness. Af leiraos b'shtei einov. So too, when we come to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, we must come with both functioning eyes, and not a sumo b'achas me'einov, not someone who's blind in one eye. What do we see though here? We see the way it's read, yera'eh. And that's not the end of the story, even though the alternative approach to the word would not involve any letter change or letter additions. And still, we say that you pay attention to both approaches, the way it's read, and the Masoras, the way it appears. Ela Omar of Acha Bre Drav Ika. He comes back and tells us that the issue, in fact, could be the subject of controversy. The Yesh Ein LeMikra could be the subject of controversy. If that be the case, then how is it that everyone agrees in the context of the Bosor B'Cholov? And that's as follows. Omar Kro Lo Sevashel Gedi Derech Bishul Osra Torah. The Pasuk also says, even before you get to the word B'Chalev Imo, it says Lo Sevashel. Hence, the prohibition is one of cooking, derech bishul, cooking, as opposed to preparing meat with chelev. Chelev is loosely translated as fats. The way that meat is prepared with fats is tigun, is frying, not cooking. And as a result of that, my conclusion that there's an iser boser b'cholav is not a function of saying yesh ein lamikra, but it's a function of paying close attention to the verb lo sevashel. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.